This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, we are joined by Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, who's dizzy for another reason. All of the political information floating around every day, trying to keep up with it.
There's no doubt about that belief.
That's a fair characterization, right?
I think it is.
So Ron, I wanted to have you on. There's a big battle going on in Congress right now as to whether or not that they should have some type of hearings or investigation. Looking back into the Biden administration, a number of revelations from folks inside of the White House saying that Joe Biden had been in an incapacitated state, so to speak, one way of referring to it, for quite a long period of time. And now we're asking questions or wondering who is running the country.
Well, I'm not sure it requires an investigation, which would be, you know, probably a partisan circus, which these types of things usually are. But I think it's clear that the people who have been writing books and writing the history of 2024 and the election have really uncovered that there was a cover-up. And that the president had very significant restrictions on what he could do, that he had both mental and physical limitations. And frankly, it made the idea of him being in a position to get reelected and to serve again, you know, seems increasingly absurd. So I think the point has been made. And that there were problems, that they were hidden, and he never really should have even considered running for re-election again, much less actually doing it.
One of the observations that has been made, and I'm not exactly clear legally what the implications are. You know, the utilization of an auto pen. Of his signature. There are questions now as to, you know, whether Ron Klain or others within the White House had open access to this auto pen, and we're signing pieces of this or EOs here, there, whatever it may be, and that it was quite possible that the president didn't even know about it.
And, well,
what the implication of same would be legally or constitutionally?
Well, it is an issue. One of the first things I ever did on Capitol Hill was I volunteered as an intern to help some members of Congress. And one of the first, and literally the first job they gave me was to sit in a little room near the office and use the auto pen to sign letters. And the auto pen, for those people who haven't experienced it, is a little mechanical device that actually signs the person's name, and it looks just like their signature on a document. Normally it's letters, constituent letters. And the member of Congress doesn't even see the document. You know, I mean, they're form letters, basically. Now, using an auto pen to sign pardons, you know, I mean, I guess if you're going to sign 1,000 pardons or 2,000 pardons, it would be a time-consuming and difficult job for the president to sit there and do all of that. But I think I do think it's a legitimate issue, and you know, there needs to be some evidence, and maybe it exists. I don't know. I know Congressman Comer is investigating it, but you know, I think most legal sources say if it was clear that the president specifically instructed the mechanical signing of all those pardons and wanted to sign those pardons and knew what they were, then it probably would be legal. But you could make the other point that the president may not have known what they were, may not even, other than just having descriptions explained to it, may not even was aware of a lot of the particulars there. So that's an issue. And of course, it also raises another issue about pardons. And, you know, if a president is giving so many pardons as the current president and the former president have done in bulk, you know, maybe that's not such a good practice because it means the president and the people in the White House aren't really studying each case. The idea of a pardon, you know, it's an extraordinary remedy when nothing else is available. And so maybe they shouldn't be signing so many pardons at any one time.
Yeah, I mean, is it unreasonable to expect to find a paper trail whereby there would be the list of, let's just say he pardoned 1,000 for argument's sake, 1,000 names listed on there, authorizing Ron Klain to sign the auto pen or whatever to these pardons signed off by Joe Biden? Because I think what folks are concerned about is there is no paper trail that they can find or that they're aware of. And they don't know where the authority actually lies in, you know, relative to having some underling writing, you know, and signing off on these pardons. And there's no actual reflection of the chief executive, the president, ever having or being cognizant of the fact that this was done.
Yeah. And you know, I think the whole presidential pardon issue is a big issue. I think it's been abused by presidents, particularly beginning with Bill Clinton and going all the way through Donald Trump when he pardoned all those January 6th people who were defendants and convicted and pretty much made it clear that they didn't really care what the individual cases were. It was just, you know, the whole thing was a political thing, so they pardoned everybody. And that's not what the pardon power really should be used for. And it should be used on a case-by-case basis to remedy an injustice. And, And, you know, but you're absolutely right. There needs to be a paper trail. They certainly should have been a paper trail. You would have thought they would have wanted. It raises the question, what kind of paper trail and how did Donald Trump do the pardons for the January 6th people?
And there was no doubt. But yeah. There was no doubt that he knew about it. I mean, there's no doubt that that was that's what he desired. I mean, he told the world, right? So it's a little different than in the case of Joe Biden.
Well, but in the case of Joe Biden, he knew about it too. I mean, if you know, it was certainly, you know, the pardons he granted was all public, so obviously he knew about it, and he and I'm sure he wanted to do it. But the point of it is, it's not just knowing about the whole thing. It's knowing about
each
individual case, you know. And
right. I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
And that's what gets me upset, because if presidents are going to start using the pardon power to object to political things they don't like in the criminal justice process to remedy that. I mean, in effect, what you're doing is you're taking away the power of Congress to determine what the federal criminal law is. And you're abusing that executive power. And I think that's a big issue. And of course, you know, it always becomes a big issue at the end of a presidential term. And everybody forgets about it for 4 years until the end of the next presidential term. And it's something that really needs to be worked on and looked at now.
Yeah, for sure. Ron, we have breaking news. Let's go to Dave Cohen for another breaking news story. Dave?
Thank you, Newell. We have a bad crash on the I-10 twin spans heading from Slidell into New Orleans on the south end of the bridge. We are told by first responders that they're awaiting an AirMed helicopter to land and get at least one patient from the scene. So all lanes are currently blocked heading from the North Shore to the South Shore on the I-10 west across the twin spans. You might want to take the Highway 11 bridge to get across the lake for now as we wait for this AirMed helicopter to transport at least one patient from the scene on the I-10 twin spans. Newell.
Thank you so much, Dave. We're visiting with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. We're going to get to a break right now. We'll be right back with him. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Ron, have you been surprised by the release of the most recent book by Jake Tapper, kind of revisiting this issue with Joe Biden and making somewhat of a, I guess, an apology tour or whatever, saying we missed it. And if I knew then what I know now, I probably would have handled this situation much differently. My immediate reaction is how did you miss it? I mean, it's everybody saw it. Even public polling had, 70% of folks saying he's too old to continue on.
Well, no, you're right about that. I mean, clearly the president was losing a step over a course of time. President Biden, we're talking about, and it was obvious and it was public. And of course, one of the things that kept it going is that the people around him said, "Oh, he's very sharp, and in meetings and makes great decisions, and is very well informed and knows what he's doing." And so now, the Tapper book comes out, and a couple other books said similar things, that that he wasn't always, up to it, and it was getting worse over time, and the big thing about it was not only was the president having difficulty doing the things the president needs to do, but as you get into your 80s, you can go some years and be fine, but all of a sudden you might have a slump, and we all go through these things and have to deal with them. But it's not something that you want a president to have to be dealing with on the job. So yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people in the media who didn't like Donald Trump and who wanted anybody running against him to do well, frankly. And that's just reality. And so they dismissed as sort of right-wing conspiratorial, gobbledygook, all this talk about the president not being, in a position to serve, particularly over time. And that happened too. Now I have to say this, and I just see so many of these things as manifestations of a two-party political system that just doesn't work anymore. When you have a party system that you have to support, or members of a party feel like they have to support a president who isn't physically or mentally up to the job just because you want to beat the other guy, that becomes a problem. And that, I think, is part of the political party system right now, where the objective is not to elect the best person to the job. It's to destroy the other person, and both sides do it. And I think, I think all of this is a symptom of that, where Democrats were accepting without questioning whether or not the president really was in a good position to campaign for reelection, when clearly he wasn't, and the debate showed that, and to continue to serve as president, which I think, the last months of his term, it looked to me like the situation was getting worse. So when you get into this two-party fight where the other side is evil, you have to destroy them, and it doesn't matter what kind of candidate you have, you just have to destroy the other side. Both parties do it, and it's hurting the country. And I think this is a symptom of that.
But when did we lose the media, Ron? I mean, you know, if you had today's media at the time of Nixon, Watergate would have never been uncovered. If you had today's media during the Clinton years, the Monica Lewinsky thing probably never would have been uncovered. You know, if you had today's media during a lot of these things, there's so many things that would have never been revealed.
Well,
they became more advocates for an ideology and a party as opposed to being completely and totally independent.
Well, that's right. And on top of that, we now have a national media, and it, you know, that can be so partisan at times that nobody can really believe it. And we have to wait until the election's over with and people write books about it to figure out what really was going on. And that's not the way to run a country or a democracy.
Yeah, you know, and it's amazing. I mean, and I don't know about you, but I get tired of the whataboutisms, right? You know,
It
seems like that's the only defense. I mean, as many times as I've challenged what Trump is doing, the moment in time that I'm talking about a Democrat, it's the whataboutisms. And I'm like, well, I covered that topic. I said what I had to say, you know, about that. You know, how many times you want me to say it, I don't know. But typically, if I say it once, I'm not going to change my mind unless I'm proven wrong otherwise. It's like the plane right now. I've said about the plane at least 10 times, I don't think it's a good idea to take the plane. I think it's a mistake. And I think the optics are not good. You know, the sheik that's involved in that's got problems. He's got a spotty past, and it looks like he's going to have a spotty future. Don't take the plane. We don't need it. It's not that important, right? You know, but it's almost as if we have become so entrenched in the defense of a party that we've lost sight of just common sense and what is actually apparent out there, right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, there was a time, it's decades ago now, when the political party system was just different than it is now. And if a public official didn't do what they were supposed to do, or didn't act properly or act in a way that violated the laws or whatever it may have been, that public official had to stand up and defend himself or herself. And people would look from both parties and say, you know, we have to make a decision about whether this is the right conduct or not. But now it's like, well, it doesn't matter what our side does. We just have to kill the other side. And that's what you mean by the, you know, the whataboutism. You say, well, Trump did this, and somebody says, well, what about Biden? And Biden did this, well, what about Trump? Well, the proper question is, what about both of them? You know, both of them may have been doing the wrong thing, and one's malfeasance or nonfeasance is not a justification to protect the other one.
Yeah, I've kind of been looking too, just to pivot real quick, at the happenstance at the immigration facility in New Jersey, where the members of Congress say that they're there and they're with other politicians and activists to exercise their oversight authority and, you know, basically try to make their way into a facility without going through the proper channels or anything else.
Right.
And they are actually, the party's actually defending them on that premise. And I'm like, have we just gone, you know, crazy? I mean, it's not how you exercise oversight authority, but just showing up at a facility and kind of storming the gate and demanding that you get let in. It's like, it doesn't work this way.
Well, it shouldn't, and we're seeing that. Of course, some Democrats see what Elon Musk did is similar to that, you know, sending people showing up in disrupting things, regardless of what the point was for. But yeah, that is crazy. And one of the things.
But there's an important distinction there. He had the blessing of the president, and it was an executive. It was part of the executive branch of government.
Exactly.
Those dots are more closely connected.
Right, and my guess is they're obvious. I shouldn't say obviously because nothing's obvious anymore. But my guess is that it was, the way was paved and there was authorization at all. So I take your point. But the one of the things that the Democrats have to watch is that there is tremendous pressure on the part of Democratic politicians just to be tougher in the fight against Donald Trump. They don't feel like the Democrats are punching him hard enough. And so what Democrats are doing now is some of the politicians are starting to curse in public, using F-bombs and everything else to try to attract attention and to show their outrage for something. And I think that's the wrong way to do it. It's not to act like you're out of control and are just filled with rage. It's to show that outrage in a way that has a more politically sustainable effect than that. And the Democrats have to be very careful. And I know when you feel like the other side is winning and you're not, and you hate the other side, it makes people crazy. The Republicans felt like that when Clinton was president and Obama was president and Biden was president. Now the Democrats feel like that when George W. Bush was president. And Donald Trump is president. So those things happen, but that's not the way national leaders should comport themselves. And more importantly, it's not the way for them to get across their points, because we have heard so much extreme rhetoric that wasn't rooted in facts from both sides in the course of these political contexts. If now we don't know what to believe, you say, well, about some signing the pardons. Well, we don't really know what the facts are there. We don't trust either side. We look at some of these other policies, what's going on with Musk.
So true.
All of these things. And when you have a public that no longer believes anything because the messengers are no longer believable, then that really causes a problem. And I think both sides really need to clean up that mess.
No doubt. There's fault, and it's fault all around in all parties for certain. As always, Ron, we thank you for joining us. Always appreciate your time, your insight. Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.